Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about 8 times in Chinese. We have Guru Banava. Guru is the Vice President and Chief Science Officer for IBM. Hi, Guru. 你好。
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好。
Right, thank you for joining us. I know 8 times doesn't sound a very obvious subject to talk about, but I know it is something significant in this case, and also the teaching here will be really useful with a lot of expansion and other examples we can use. So let's start with 8 times. You are not only a scientist. I know you are also a very active musician.And you write and sing songs. I listen to your songs on your website. It's incredible. It's beautiful, by the way.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Yes, you know, my day job is AI and all the Watson technologies and applications we do. Mm-hmm. On my own time in the evening, I work on music. And I recently came out with an album. It's called Rise 8 Times.
Right.
And that actually is a Japanese proverb.You know, which basically means if you fall 7 times, you rise 8 times.
Right.
Meaning that you never give up. Even if you fail the first few times and you keep coming back.
Awesome. So let's start with how to say it in Chinese.
Yeah.
8 times. 8 times in Chinese, we say 8次.
8次.
8次. 八 is number 8. So 八, 八 is the first tone. So we make it flat. 八.
八.
That's right. So when we count the numbers in Chinese, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and that's from 1 to 8. And you probably know that Chinese people, they love number 8.
Oh, yes. I've heard about that.
Yeah, they love number 8 because in Cantonese, number 8 sounds like someone just hit the jackpot. Someone just had a big fortune falling from the sky.
Right.
So they love that word for this reason. Good luck.So, 八, and 次, 次 that means the number of times, the 8th time. So, 次, originally, it's actually a character about the army camping overnight in one place.
Uh-huh.
That's the ancient meaning, and you can see the character looking like a tent, and that's the army camping. And then, of course, the next day, they have to move their camp and then move somewhere else. And then this again and again. So that became the way of counting how many times. So 次 is times.
次.
次 is the fourth tone. So the way you pronounce it perfectly, and a little tip here, we can pretend we are saying English bits.And then just put the T and S at the end. So you forget the previous part. 次, 次,
次,
次, and you can make it longer. 次,
次,
次. So 8次 means 8 times. Okay, you say Japanese, they fall 7 times. So 7 in Chinese is 七.
七.
七. So 7 times, 七次.
七次.
七次. And then, of course, now you can add any number you want.
Okay.
And one time, 一次.
一次.
一 means one. And twice, then we say 二次.
二次.
二次. 二 is number 2. And 3, 三.
三次.
Got it. You got it. Yeah, so 三次.
Okay.
Yes, so now you can count 1 to 10. And then 一次, 两次, 三次. 一次, 二次, 三次, 四次, 五次, 六次, 七次, 八次. So 八次 is 8 times.
八次. I'll remember that.
Yeah, so share with us more about 八次. When you write 八次, what happened?
Yeah, you know, I think a few years ago, I think it was 2011 or 12, the Japanese had a big tsunami.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not the first time that they've had big tsunamis and earthquakes all around Japan. But every time some disaster like that strikes, they rebuild.
Yes.
Immediately. And they, you know, we know this from history. They rebuild and they're very good at it.
Yeah.
So it's become a proverb that it doesn't matter. You know, if something strikes us and we fall, we have to get up and try again.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So one of my friends visited after the tsunami and he took some pictures of the devastation that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And after a couple of years, I saw pictures of the same exact place. Mm-hmm. And it was as if nothing had happened. And so that inspired me to write the song called Rise 8 Times, which is the title song of my album.
That's so beautiful. writes 8 times. I know you're an AI scientist, and how do you see, for example, humanity going to go through this period when there's a mixture of fear, excitement, and expectation?
Well, you know, I think about artificial intelligence as something that will actually augment the human side of intelligence.
Yeah.
I don't look at it as a threat. I don't look at it as man versus machine. I look at it much more as man and machine working together, doing things. Because, you know, fundamentally, I think humans have many dimensions of intelligence. And there are some dimensions of intelligence like finding our own goals and coming up with the right questions and having empathy and having common sense. Those kinds of things are not at all easy for machines to do.
Yep.
On the other hand, machines are very good at other things like doing large kinds of mathematical problems and statistical analysis and those kinds of things. So I think it's better to use machines and people for what they're best at.
Yep.
And together, I think they can do something that neither one of them can do individually.
Yep.
Rather than being afraid of it, I'm actually looking forward. I think we don't do enough AI, because when we do enough AI, we can solve many of the big problems like healthcare and education and, you know, environmental, even disaster management, like we were talking about earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you have earthquakes and things like that, or tsunamis, in order to save people and rebuild these cities, you need more AI type of technologies. And I think that's what we should be building.
Yeah, no, I think it's totally true. And also, if I look at Night, the beautiful music you make, I know you use a lot of traditional instruments. At the same time, you probably use some technologies to produce music. But the thought and the inspiration, what type of music you want to make, only human can do it at the moment.
I agree. And, you know, I was on a panel just last week where we were talking about computing and art.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's called computational creativity is the name of the field. But I think in the process of creating things, machines can help us generate more ideas.
Yes.
And machines can help us maybe even combine some of these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, what I'm trying to do through art, like whether it's music or painting or whatever, what I'm trying to do is to communicate with other people. That means you have to have a deep connection and you have to speak to the humanity of somebody. And only people can do that. You know, by definition, art is a very personal kind of communication from one person to another.
Yes.
And it's not going to be something that machines can do very easily because, you know, we experience humanity as people in a particular way. And I want to uphold that and I want to bring that to life through art, through music.
Right. Wow, that's so beautiful. So should we go through a little bit more Chinese practice?
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah, I know that, of course, nowadays everybody can use Duolingo easily and they have the translation app in front of them on the phone. But at the same time, knowing a language is like being able to appreciate some different culture, different humanity and different philosophy. The true understanding is actually more interesting than just being able to repeat it. Okay, so that's focus on ci. It's a very useful word. Previously, we said it's the army stationed in one place and then overnight. And now, ci, that means the counting times. So Huang Wai said every time, I say 每次.
每次.
每次, 每, that means every, is a third tone, so we go down and up again. 每,
每,
每, perfect. 每次,
每次,
每次, that means every time.
Oh.
And then when we say every time, we say 每次, and earlier we say 八次, that means 8 times.
八次.
八次. And if you want to say, hey, Xiaolan, you said that too quickly, say that again. You can say 再说一次.
再说一次.
再 is again. And 说 is to say it.
Okay.
一, do you remember? 一 is
one.
One. That's right. 再说一次.
Yeah. 再说一次.
再说一次. 说, 小兰, 再说一次.
小兰, 再说一次. Did I get that right?
再说一次. Yeah, you got it perfectly. Okay. 再说一次. 再说一次.
再说一次.
That's great. So maybe I can say, hey, Guru, you sang so well. 再唱一次。
再唱一次 ，that is sing it one more time.
Sing it one more time. 再唱一次。Yeah, so should we listen to Rise 8 times?
Yes, that sounds great.
That was beautiful. So we can say 再一次 that 再一次 means again. 再一次 Do it again.
再一次
再一次 So Guru, if people want to listen to your music again, 再一次 which website should they go to?
Well, they can buy my album or listen to it on Apple Music or iTunes or Rhapsody or any one of the popular music sites. They should be able to buy my album.Yeah, I also have a website, and I just want to mention that my artistic name is Guru Vasist. That's V-A-S-I-S-T. So people can go to guruvasist.com.
Okay.
And they'll see all my songs, plus all of the background stories. Everything is on that site.
guruvasist.com.
That's right.
Great. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today we'll learn how to say 8 times, 8次, one time, 1次, again,再一次 I hope you enjoyed it. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见 Guru.
Thank you so much, Xiaolan.